Welcome to the Pintcast.
It's a special live on the road. Well, I guess it's not live by the time you hear it, but
we're alive.
We're live on the roads, on the crazy roads of Los Angeles, making our way through the traffic to the Home Depot Center to watch the LA Galaxy take on the Vancouver Whitecaps in the beginning of their quest to repeat as MLS Cup champions. I'm here once again with my good friend Joseph, Mr. I Hate Your Club. You can follow him on Twitter at I Hate Your Club. Say hello, Joseph.
Hello.
And yeah, it's been quite an interesting week. We've had quite a lot of some tasty football the weekend and midweek. And definitely for some of you that like some of that midweek action, there was plenty of Cock Tuesday and Wednesday. The Capital One Cup brought the thunder.
It sure did. And it's so exciting stuff.
And we'll definitely be getting to that shortly. But let's start at the weekend. And let's see, Joseph, what really stood out to you? What do you find was the highlight of your weekend?
Well, I guess the highlight of our weekend was really just getting 3 points. Our game obviously wasn't that interesting to watch. Most interesting matches were the Merseyside Derby and the United-Chelsea matches. I guess looking at the Merseyside Derby, you had, you know, back and forth. Both teams playing hard like they always do against each other. And then plenty of controversy, which is beautiful. And then you had, on the first goal, you had Suarez go and dive right in front of Moyes as a celebration.
That was classic. I mean, you can always count on him to make sure to
make it about him.
Make it a spectacle, right? Exactly.
And make it about him.
He'll spice it up. Yeah.
Yeah. So I mean, those are usually good matches to watch. They're not always high scoring, but this one had, you know, four goals and a goal at the end that should have been allowed as the winner, but was disallowed for racial karma coming back.
Racial karma biting him in the ass, huh? It's, you know, it couldn't have happened to a nicer person, man. It's such a shame, you know. Yeah. It's funny how it goes around. I mean, here's the thing. Like, I don't know. If a couple things go against Suarez here and there, he's not someone who's going to find a lot of sympathy in the public.
No, he's not at all. Not at all. No, not with all the stuff that he does with the diving and the acting and the whining and, oh, yeah, racism.
I don't even know where I stand on that with him. It's just the thing is, you know, he is a very good but dirty player, and he's dirty in every sense of the word. Yeah, I mean, in a way that could also make your team better.
He's a good player.
Yeah, you know.
He makes great runs. He, you know, he's good with his playing off his teammates, but, you know, he does some dirty stuff both ways. You're right.
Yeah. So, I mean, so that was quite a match. We had the, like we said, other than the Arsenal match, which wasn't very exciting unless you were an Arsenal supporter. And yeah, then it was also nail-biting. And
another wrong call, you know.
Yeah.
Arteta was offside.
Right. Yeah, barely. Barely. But barely, he was. It was definitely... It was a tough one to call live, that's for sure.
Yeah, I kept looking. I mean, I looked at it trying to figure out, you know, what the AR's point of view was. I'm trying to figure out, did he get confused between Ramsey and Arteta, you know, in his sight, trying to figure out? That's the only thing I could think of, is maybe he got confused of which one was which, because it's not like from that distance they don't kind of, you know, about the same size. And
yeah, but you know, the one thing that really stood out, I mean, I guess we're gonna get to the rest of the week's action soon, but all that mattered on that mattered this weekend was 3 points.
3 points.
Get a fucking win.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter how. Get a win.
We needed a win to just get over that.
Yeah.
Whatever the block was.
Slumbuster. Slumbuster. Yeah. Right. Always, right? Remember, we've used this before. Sometimes slumbuster.
She's 200 pounds. Cheese. Whatever.
QPR.
I need that slumbuster.
Mark Hughes, you delicious chubby little bitch.
Perfect.
Perfect timing.
Sounds like we have the title already.
Bring your fat little ass over. Some fucking short little road, you know, down the road from Loftus Road, is that what they play?
Yeah.
Right, that's right.
Yeah.
So it's not too far.
Yeah,
too
far. So that was good to get the slump buster and get 3 points. It was a relief that took forever to get, too.
Yeah, exactly. It didn't make it easy on us. But so after that, the one big highlight match of the weekend, I suppose, or the one that was, you know, the highest build match, the first versus second place, I believe, right? Chelsea against Manchester United. And it was nothing, there's no short of controversy, right? We had a few sendings off, we had a few goals, we had a lot of excitement. The game kind of definitely shifted quite a bit, and you had to say it was affected by the referee's decisions.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And unfortunately, the one thing that you don't want, you're talking about after a match, is a referee, and that's when it becomes about them, it's when you know they haven't done a good job. So.
Yeah, it's also seems kind of, well, very Chelsea-like to file a complaint against the referee about abusive language. I'll take that one separately from the racial one, but apparently, supposedly he called Mata Spanish twat. But how much abuse, verbal abuse, does the referee take for 90 minutes? I mean, constantly. Especially from Chelsea over the years.
Yeah, it's definitely a bit of a give and take.
I mean, that team, it surrounds the ref more than over the past few years, over than anybody else. Maybe Barcelona might have the title, but Chelsea would be in second for surrounding the referee and bitching and complaining.
They're quite good at that. There's no doubting their credentials when it comes to that. Yeah, I mean, so I don't know. I mean, like, you know, the decisions were a bit harsh in some situations. I mean, I think that the Ivanovic sending off was what it was.
Bad luck.
Yeah, it was
bad luck.
Shitty luck.
Well, I bet last you, if man you look at it again, I'm sure Young slowed down a little bit to create contact.
Of course. But I mean, he was looking for it, but he got it. You know, like, he got the contact.
Playing for
fouls and getting them is part of the game, unfortunately. Yeah. It just is. There's no fucking way around it, you know? Like, if you know the guy's going to be there, you get contact, because maybe it wasn't that clear of a goal-scoring opportunity, and maybe you get a player sent off and it changes the tide of the game, which did happen.
Yeah, and then Torres, you know, he didn't dive for the second yellow.
I mean, he was also, it was kind of a professional, like, he took the foul, and he went down. He's like, oh, there was a touch on my knee, so therefore I will go down.
Right, and
It did not seem that he had to go down, though.
No, but you're right. You know, he looked for the foul, right. he went down.
But he got the contact.
There was contact, but he could have been off earlier if he'd have given the straight red to him for the kung fu karate chop on Cleverly.
The De Jong on Cleverly?
Yeah. So he was fortunate to be on the pitch anyway.
Yeah, I suppose you're right there.
But I mean, for a neutral, well, not a neutral, maybe for us who dislike both teams, it was great because you had sendings off and controversy and there was some football in there too.
As I always say, I root for 4-4 with both teams ending with 8 players, and I basically got halfway there.
Got halfway.
2-2 and 2 sendings off. For the wrong fucking team, because we have United this weekend. I wanted United to get a goal player sent off, and that, unfortunately, that didn't happen. But you know. I mean, you can't expect that to be the case. It's just, you know, if it had to go one way or the other, it would have been nicer. But so United get the win.
Yeah, they gain, well, I think they're within 1 point.
Right, Chelsea. They're right behind Chelsea now.
Which, we got a win, so we're 7 behind Chelsea.
I suppose. I'm sorry to say, I don't even, like, keep track of that anymore. I'll wait till we're closer to really think about it. But yeah, I believe that's the right amount. You know, it made for anything that helps keep the pack tighter is going to help, you know, in the sense for anyone who even wants to be considered a potential contender, which Arsenal might want to consider trying to do at some point, but haven't proven anything yet, obviously. And obviously this, you know, we'll have a lot more to say this weekend, but let's get to the real action of the week, which has been surprisingly midweek. The cock has been strong.
They should change the name of that thing.
Well,
it was exciting.
One. Yeah, it was.
Old days were exciting.
Yeah, it was way better. Carling, sorry, man, you guys did not have. You were
Capital
not
One has
making
brought
the
it.
Right shit.
Capital One brought the entertainment.
Did not bring the thunder. You didn't pack the Cialis or whatever the fuck it is. I don't know. but we started with some pulsating matches.
Yeah. Well, I I turned the match on to listen to it on Arsenal Player, and was sitting there at work working diligently. And luckily, I had a meeting right about 4-0.
Oh, that was convenient.
A meeting couldn't come at the better time for me, because I couldn't believe it. Just even just listening. I watched it later, obviously, but just listening, I just couldn't believe it. It was, after 37 minutes, and it just seemed to be mistake after mistake, but it wasn't until I saw the match later that I realized how bad the mistakes were.
Yeah, it was pretty poor, man. It was dire. I was excited. I had the day off. I was sitting at home. I was just like, all right, I got everything set up. I'm going to get nice and comfortable. I'm going to make some lunch, sit down, and watch the Arsenal play in beautiful high definition. And, yeah, and then this is how it started. It was a train wreck.
I mean, it was like the opposite of everything you wanted to have. You're like, well, I mean, hopefully we thought we should be able to beat that team.
Yeah.
Has been still to me the worst team I've seen play this year in the league.
Yeah.
But maybe go, and even if we scrape a win, we could away win, you know, maybe build a little confidence and some of these players that obviously needed it. But down four, us, just like that's you've lost all confidence. And we're gonna go out.
It was looking bad, man. Koscielny was not exactly having a good game. His run of form has not been so great.
Well,
I mean,
he hasn't had many matches either.
He hasn't had matches, but when he does play, he gives away goals and gives up fucking penalties, and you know what I mean. Like I'm just saying. Like I still rate the player completely. I'm just saying, like, you know,
he had a bad day.
But I mean, he's had a bad run. Let's just say that he's had a bad run of games. It hasn't really been, you know, his season to shine so far. I don't doubt that he'll come good, but he needs to get through this patch, because I mean, he's having some unlucky shit. He's got an own goal or two already, right? He's got
quality finish.
Right, quality finish to the near post. you know, he's conceded penalties.
Keeper near
right?
post.
I mean, you know, he got skinned for the first goal. The first goal, I mean, it was a good run. Jason Roberts did like the one thing he could still do, you know, because like, he's quite past it. But I mean, his run, like he started making that run towards the near post as soon as he saw Koscielny take note. You know, as soon as Koscielny saw that run and started moving towards the near post, that's when he cut away and got away for the finish.
Yeah,
so
it was great movement. Yeah, by Roberts, he really was a beast to them all night.
Yeah,
I mean, he was physical, and he was making good runs, and he was really giving them problems throughout the match when he was playing.
Yeah. Indeed. I mean, so that was good. And the thing is, they were, you know, they had some good finishes. Some of the marking was pretty criminal by Arsenal. I mean, it wasn't the most organized defending. The third goal, fucking Damian Martinez, man.
Oh, my God. Ouch. What the hell was, I mean.
Ouch. I mean, you know,
you couldn't get a half of a second hand to that?
He looks like he went for the flash and just like.
It was not.
And it was not near a strike nearly, you know, vicious or hit with enough venom to really even warrant or need such kind of a save.
Yeah.
And he goes and tries to basically do the palm it over deal, and then he fucking pops it up like 3 feet behind him to the right. Like all right, we'll give you that one.
Yeah.
Not like when we could really, you know, use spotting you another goal.
That's not enough.
And it was pretty dire, man. And it was like, and the thing is that like here's my one thing about it though. Is that before the match, a lot of people were pretty happy with the lineup. So it was interesting, you know. It looked on paper.
We had confidence in Koscielny and Giroud together, you know,
right.
for this team at least.
Right, and we had our Chavin playing in the hole, which some of us were excited to see,
right.
You know, in a
Theo
sense.
Playing.
You had Theo playing. You had Shamak, who, I mean, look, all right, to be fair to him, he did get two goals, one of which was quite a vital goal.
But the lineup, we're going, well.
Well, when
maybe he'll hold up the ball.
Maybe. I mean, he was pretty useless in the most part for most of 90 minutes. You know what I mean? Like, he did a couple things in extra time. He didn't do very much. He didn't seem like he was offering much of any threat. But, you know, in the end, he came good with, you know, with some of his, with his contribution in extra time. But, you know, I think we could definitely see a change once Arsenal brought on Giroud. It seemed like
right.
There was a little bit more of an impetus to the attack. But so what we did see first, though, was a very, very nice goal from Theo.
Well taken.
Right.
Great pass from Marshawn. A lucky ball that just kind of bounced off another a defender right into his path, and Theo made the run, and Marshawn saw it and made the pass.
It was one of those things that, like, you were going to halftime, and it's like, if we really don't get anything back before halftime, there's no way. There's no way we're coming back. There's no way. And then we got one. It's kind of like, okay, well, if we come out and score early, you know, this could happen. And then that early time kind of went, you know? And it's like, it's not really early anymore. They better have to score like two in the next 10 minutes. And they get one, right? Giroud comes on, gets a goal quickly. The tempo changes.
And then it takes a long time again. Just
waiting.
I missed that whole section. I came back at 6:05, like right when Shamak's goal went in. And before I was like trying to figure out what the hell happened, or Theo's 6:05, sorry. And then all of a sudden it's 7:05. I mean, that's exactly when I came back from my meeting. So I watched it later, but I still had those same feelings, like, when the hell is this going to happen? Because I couldn't remember exactly, you know, at what times we scored.
And Koscielny got that goal, but then we're going on 90 minutes. It's like, shit, it's all right. Oh, well, there's 4 minutes extra time. You're like,
all right. 94, and he still hasn't blown the whistle. It's
like, fuck. And then you're like, all right, they made a substitution, so maybe we'll get to 95, you know.
Time wasted, and then their fan time wasted.
Exactly. And then just fucking we got – and then just fucking there's the goal, you know.
Yeah, just another ball
Theo
falls to
Jenkinson, Theo scores, right? I think it officially got said that it was Theo, right?
Yeah, it did go over. It was a nice touch.
Yeah, it was a good – and you got to give Jenkinson credit for the putback after, because it was close.
It was close, yeah.
And way to play to the whistle, you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, fucking put that ball in the back of the net no matter what. Always, if you can.
Yeah.
You know, who cares? You might get a goal out of it. So.
Did you see the interview after?
No, I was looking for that.
I haven't seen it. It's fantastic. Because I forget who interviews him after.
Right, they're giving him the match ball.
He's like, you know, he's holding the match ball and like, well, you know, they've just let you know they've awarded it to Carl, and he's like, and then he just like, he laughs, he's like, well, you know, that's okay, and he just drops it, and it was great.
So Jenkinson was happy to take credit for it, though, at that point.
Yeah, I mean, he was ecstatic, you know?
Right.
I mean, that would have been his first goal.
Right. I'm sure he'd like it slightly less dubious, but, you know.
Yeah.
Who's complaining, right? But you know, so, I mean, I guess he has that chance still.
Yeah, he'll still have another shot to get a goal. Shot. Maybe he can get it this weekend. It'd be a good time.
That wouldn't be a bad time, although I actually don't expect him to be playing.
Yeah, I know, but, you know.
But we'll get to that. We'll see. Anyway, we battle back from 4-4. Is this our Newcastle from last season?
Or two seasons ago, even? Was it 2 seasons
ago? Was it 2 years ago?
Yeah, so.
Oh, God. All right, whatever. Whatever.
But yeah, I guess in a way it is. I mean, it wasn't in the league, and we didn't get to... We had a lot of things go wrong for us that match, but yeah, it was hard. I didn't get to live in the moment, you know, so it was kind of hard for me. But what was you? How did you feel at 4-4?
At 4-4, it felt like, okay, we did this. It's going to extra time. It's ours. You know, I mean, it's just that there's no way you concede a 4-goal lead and feel confident about
what you're going to happen.
Right, what's going to happen next. It's like you're the
we'll win in penalties.
you're the minnows playing against Arsenal. Not Arsenal still like another sub left. You know, like they had some. I mean, they could have brought on someone. Not that there was any much attacking threat anywhere.
I think that was. But
you know, it was like we still had a sub. You know, we're ready to go. But, you know, if they could hold out and go to penalties, I can't say they wouldn't feel too, you know, they wouldn't feel that bad facing our, you know, Damian Martinez, who hasn't really impressed too much over the match. I still consider it a bit of a wash when we go to penalties, really. But it's only because we're such a bigger side in theory that you would hope that someone could put it away. But
right.
I don't know. I mean, it was, at the end, we got quite an impressive result in the sense of, in terms of the fight back. I mean, there's definitely plenty of questions. But $15 for parking, huh?
Yeah.
Man, we're at the Home Depot Center. They don't fuck around, man. More expensive than goddamn Dodger games. But it made for some entertainment, that's for sure. I mean, how many times can you say you watched a match that was 7-5, let alone a team come back from 4-0?
Yeah, and then we go ahead 5-4. Right, off of Shamak's goal.
Right.
And you're thinking, well, we got the winner. Let's hold on and we'll
yeah, then you know, see out the victory and do the damn thing. But so after the Arsenal victory, which the hard fought and I suppose well earned in the sense of coming back from, you know, some a serious deficit, we had a rematch of Manchester United at, hold on, they said go left there, yeah. Man United against Chelsea. At Chelsea one more time at Stamford Bridge. This one was, well, it was, it lived up to any expectation, really. It was hard for that match really to do anything remotely close to what the night before's Reading Arsenal match had done. But, you know, I mean, as good as you could have hoped, in a sense, right? And in terms of our entertainment value, you've got...
It was back and forth and back and forth, and I think United gave up 3 leads.
Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, you have to say it was entertaining. It was an entertaining match. You got your goals. You got your drama. And you also had... One of my favorite part was Manchester United running around for 120 minutes.
Yeah. What, I know they didn't have...
A day after... I mean, they didn't have too many guys in there, but, I mean, Chicharito played 120 minutes. Ryan Giggs was out the whole time, I think. You know, I mean, there were a few players that may factor in whether they start or not on Saturday, but players that would be involved.
Right. At least maybe less players they might be able to bring off the bench to make an impact at 75th minute or something if they need it.
Right, indeed. I mean, guys like Welbeck and Chicharito won't be as fresh.
Right, well...
Hopefully.
Well, Welbeck's always fresh with that high top fade.
He is. All right. You got a point there. When you're right, you're right. But so they, you know, they had it out. And I think the biggest news out of all this is that United are out of the cup. And the Mickey Mouse Cup that looked like we were crashing out of at, you know, 35 minutes into the match for Arsenal... now it looks like our best chance of silverware again because contenders have been knocked out. 3 more.
Right. So I think the matchups are left are Norwich City against Villa.
Okay.
And you have Chelsea against Leeds.
Right.
Is that right? Is it
that's
Leeds?
Right. And there's one more that I don't remember.
And then there is Swansea. Who knocked out Liverpool.
Swansea beat Liverpool.
At Anfield. They knocked Liverpool out at Anfield. And I forget who they're playing. Can't remember off the top of my head.
And that's the last match, right?
And then we drew... Who'd we draw?
Bradford.
League 2 side. Bradford City. The lowest...
The lowest seeded team. Bradford away. Man, it's an away match, man. You better watch out. But seriously, like if you can't... You can't ask for a better draw than getting the team...
They're going to be up for it, of course, but...
But come on now. It's Bradford City.
We better be up for it.
Right. You know, that's what sits between you and the semifinals, right? So, we'll see. I mean,
until December.
We have a little ways. We have a little bit of time. We got more Champions League coming back.
And then we'll see how Chelsea does, because I think they return off of their FIFA World Cup, or whatever they call it, Club Cup competition, and they had to move that fixture back. So, maybe they'll crash out of it too.
Who knows? Then we're asking for it, really. But yeah. I mean, I don't care, man. I actually, to be honest, I'd actually enjoy facing Chelsea in the final more than anything. But that's contingent on us winning it, though. Oh, but I mean, granted,
we'd love to beat them, but...
Well, I mean, granted, we've played. You know, we've made the final and played against Birmingham, and you know, some things got.
We did. I can't remember.
Yeah, I don't know if you remember that day. But yeah, so I don't know. I mean, a win is a win. I don't care who the fuck we play, but, you know, what I want to see is a good performance. And, you know, you got to think now that, you know, the chances look pretty decent in terms of progression, you know, because we should be in the semifinals. I can't write off Bradford, but if you can't beat Bradford, you don't deserve to win shit.
Yeah.
So.
It'd be nice to keep progressing. It's nice not to just have a chance at a cup, but it's also nice because we know what this competition is used for and to help players build confidence, which, you know, hopefully there was some confidence built in players like Shamak, even if it's a sliver. I mean, the look on the dude's face after he scored the I think it was, I can't remember if it was his first goal or second goal, but he looked like he just hit a slump buster too. I mean, he was pretty excited.
Yeah, I mean, you have to be happy for him in the sense that, you know, like, getting that goal and winning the match, you know, it means something to him, especially someone who hasn't played at all. You know, he hasn't really figured it out at all. So who knows, if it helps him make a contribution one way or another, then all the better.
Yeah, we're going to need players, and yeah, we need a player in that position to step up over the next 3 months. So
I still don't expect it to be him, but
I know, but maybe. I mean,
I thought Arshavin's contribution was very good, though. You know,
he played.
I don't think
anybody has ever said he can't play well.
Right.
He can play well. We've seen glimpses.
And I think he had a good performance,
120
fucking minutes.
Yeah, well, he's not playing this weekend.
He might be on the bench.
He might need a month off.
I remember him scoring a very nice goal at Old Trafford. I don't know if you remember that him and his fucking short back lift. We were wearing those blue pinstripe.
That's been a long time.
Kids, yeah, it's been a couple of years. I think it was.
When you have to go back to blue pinstripes, it's been a while since his last, really good performance.
Meaningful contribution. He scored a great goal. It was a really short back lift. He turned and fired up at the top, like outside the box. But it was a really good goal. But, so anyways, we're at the Home Depot Center now, so we're here to see the Galaxy. So I suppose we'll get to it after also, but I guess we might as well give our predictions as we're here. Ready.
Against Vancouver?
Right, against Vancouver. We have...
2-1 win?
2-1?
2-1 win.
I had a feeling you'd say 2-1. Yeah. I did. I'm going to go 2-0.
Clean sheet.
2-0 to the Galaxy.
None of the teams I watch do clean sheets, right. But all right.
So we'll see how that works out. But anyways, hopefully the Galaxy can pull it out. I mean, we're here. Let's check it out, and we'll see how it turns out after. We'll think. I mean, do you think they really have it in, though, to make a run to the final again, to repeat? I mean, maybe they might have the talent.
I think a lot of stuff has to come together for it to happen this year.
I think we'll be lucky if all those guys stay fit just for a couple weeks to make it to the playoffs. These guys can't stay fit for shit. Donovan or Beckham or any of those guys.
Yeah, I'll be surprised if they do, but well, might as well enjoy it.
Right. Well, we'll see how it goes. All right, we're still coming to you here live from the Home Depot Center. We've just finished watching the mighty LA Galaxy take down the Vancouver Whitecaps. Thanks to a stunning volley from McGee and a Landon Donovan professionally earned penalty kick.
Yeah, very professional. Very professional, that guy.
We're also joined here now by my good friend DK. You can follow him on Twitter at Earth Sports News. He is a Man United fan. That's a disclaimer, but it's all right. He's good in my book. But we just finished watching the Galaxy play, and it was a... I don't know if I'll say it's an impressive performance, but, you know, they got a result.
That's what I expected.
That's all that matters, right?
I think at the end of the day, all that matters, yeah, like you said, is that they made it on to the next.
Right. So they're going to go on. They're going to play the semifinals against San Jose starting this weekend on Sunday. Two-legged affair. So it's home and home, Wednesday. Right? So Sunday and Wednesday. So we got another match here in L.A., which we may or may not come out to. But, it's a good start. You know, they got the win. They're on the way back to trying to make another attempt at it. But now that we have DK here, we want to talk a little about his favorite team. We have a big match coming up this weekend.
Yeah, that's Old Trafford, right?
It is at Old Trafford. Joseph and I talked a little bit about United's results earlier. Just in brief, we talked about, you know, the two matches, the weekend's match, which obviously went in your favor, and then the Carling Cup, or the Cock Cup.
Capital One Cup match
didn't quite go your way. I mean, I think obviously if you had to pick one that you wanted to win, you best pick the right one, I would think.
Yeah.
I mean, you had two kids in the center defense.
And they kind of made the difference. I mean, they were at fault a couple goals.
I think they were outstanding throughout, you know, the 90 minutes. It's just in that last instant, you know, you give away a goal, give away the penalty for the goal, and then the header in extra time, you really just capitulated, you know.
So how do you feel about this United team compared to the teams of the past few years, you know? Because, I mean, I see a lot of strengths and I see a few weaknesses. I mean, I see them being a little bit stronger than a few versions we've seen the past couple of years, but give me your take.
I think going forward, we're probably stronger now than at any time since Cristiano's left, I'd say. Just if you look at like the last, what, 4 or 5 years?
I'd agree with that.
Yeah. At the back, I love De Gea. I think he's coming on leaps and bounds. You know, obviously, he's still got things to learn. He's still filling out. He's on the, they got him on the muscle-up program, the same thing that Cheech has been on. And, you know, you've seen Cheech, because when he came, when Cheech came to us, he was a skinny kid. You know, and then yesterday...
That's called being Mexican at 18, yeah, man. Yeah, yeah, you gain weight after that.
Yeah. 23.
The genes kick in. Yeah, but then, I mean, you see him going shoulder to shoulder against David Luiz. I don't know. I think, like...
Luiz isn't that big, though. But he's just center back. No, I'm with you.
But, yeah, you can tell he's
bulked up.
He's bulked a little.
He's growing. Yeah. I mean, he's grown.
So all these kids, more
man. But better than when Carlos Vela first came back to us looking grown, you could tell he was too busy partying in Guadalajara because his ass was too busy boozing.
He was grown. He was grown.
Yeah, exactly. It was the wrong way.
Yeah.
But yeah.
No, I think our team's solid. Obviously, we do have a much younger squad than we've had in the past. You know, the likes of Gary Neville have retired. You know, Giggs is on his last. Scholes is on his way out. You know, so it's really down to these next kind of that next generation of the youth players who are coming through. So you saw a few of them in the Capital One Cup. You know, Tom Cleverley's playing a lot more this season. He was playing last season until he got hurt. You know, he's 23. Kagawa is 23 as well. I can't believe he's so young.
Don't say Kagawa.
That's not the fucking...
No, his name's Kagawa.
I've always been saying Kagawa, but I looked at the pronunciation. It's Kagawa.
Get the fuck out of here. Kagawa. I have a Japanese friend named Kagawa.
Really?
Yeah.
I've always called him Kagawa, too.
I have a Japanese friend named Kyle Kagawa.
Kyle? All right, well.
Yeah, I don't believe... Yeah, what up, Kyle?
Let's call him Kags.
You don't like soccer, but it's okay.
Yeah.
No, that's why I hear that. But no, it's the British pronunciation, man. They don't give a fuck. They say it how they want to. You know? They don't fucking care.
They couldn't care less.
I've enjoyed him trying to... At the beginning of the year, trying to say Cazorla, and now it's on to Cazorla.
Yeah, Carzola. Yeah. Yeah.
Carzola. Yeah,
Santi Carzola.
Yeah, they're terrible. I think you guys going forward for sure. I still haven't been convinced by you guys at the back. I'm not sure that you're, especially with Vidic being out and Rio being kind of past it. Like they're in transition.
I think aren't Jones and Smalling both fit?
They're both very.
I think they're
back in training. Right? I think
they're a couple of weeks away.
Yeah, Smalling will most likely be on the bench this weekend. I don't think he'll get the start, but he'll be on the bench. And Jones is about a week behind him, so that's coming back. I think the nucleus of our team is solid. We've been struggling with injuries, you know, with respect to Vidic. He's been out basically since December last year. Played a couple games here.
No, that's a shame. It's a shame because he was your rock.
Yeah, he's a top five center back. Easily.
You know, and the only shitty thing was that even when he came back recently, he wasn't in the form to even be considered top five. I still, like, it's tough, man, because he's got to get that form back. I still consider him being up there, but he has to really prove it in terms of, like, getting back to that fitness again. I heard an interesting quote from someone recently. It was George St. Pierre, you know, the UFC fighter, was talking about something. They said, who's the best pound-for-pound, like, fighter? And he named, like, three other guys. And then he's like, then maybe me. He's like, fuck, I haven't fought in like a year because I've been injured. So, really, I got to prove myself and get back into form before I can really consider myself being something if I haven't fought in a year.
Yeah, just because the reputation that you have when you go out isn't necessarily the reputation that you have when you come back, especially when you're out for that long of a time.
And you got to earn it.
Yeah.
You got to earn it back.
It's a game that evolves constantly.
His knee, right?
Yeah, his knee had it.
Yeah. He tore his ACL.
ACL, MCL, and meniscus.
Wow.
All shredded in that one tackle. Yeah, it was probably the worst.
Wait, who are you talking about?
Vidic.
Oh, okay, yeah. Vidic. I thought you were talking about GSP. I was ACL.
I don't know about that. Yeah, no, Vidic actually, I remember.
It was ACL.
It's like the worst kind of knee injury that you could possibly deal with.
Nah, fuck that. I saw that football knee injury 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, I didn't see that. I heard about it.
No.
I haven't seen it yet.
Being someone who just had ACL surgery, I was watching that just like, ugh.
It had to be just dislocated.
Oh, well, he still did all four ligaments.
Eesh. No.
No?
No, it turned out to be just dislocation.
Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah. No shit. I read the next all day.
Right, I'll take a look at it. Mm. All I know is I watched that shit and it looked nasty. I saw his leg flop. Like I saw one body turn and then I saw the rest of it do a full 180 after the fact and it was just terrible.
And I was like, yeah, I'll be all right. I'm not squeamish, but I don't go looking for things.
Nah, I know. I couldn't help it. I couldn't help it. It's like, oh, I gotta see this. After seeing the Willis McGahee knee injury back in the day from Miami, I'm like, fuck, man. And this one was right up there in terms of how bad it looked. Yeah. So. It was bad. So when it comes to that, so we got United Arsenal lunchtime kickoff. Lunchtime kickoff Saturday
at Old Trafford,
where you guys infamously whooped the shit out of us last season.
Slit your throats.
You guys shat down our throats.
I don't remember that game.
Joseph and I were both down in San Diego hanging out with our San Diego Gooner friends, and we Yeah, we sat there. We just wore it the entire match. Yeah, it was pretty brutal.
Just sat there and wore and just shook our head and looked at each other.
It was what it was. We had a party set up for after. So we had a depressing barbecue.
It was the most depressing barbecue you've ever seen.
Yeah,
in life. It
was just like you just all sad at eating, and drank. You know. Just like fuck, I drank
it's
my
like a funeral. Emphasis on drink.
I drank my problems away that day. That's for sure.
Meanwhile, the rest of us were off clicking our heels. I went to church that day. You know, it was great.
Fuck your couch.
It was pretty nasty.
I doubt we'll have a repeat of that, you know, because I think
extenuating circumstances. That is a once in a lifetime kind of thing. Yeah. And only one, and you know what? There's only going to be, come on, an 8-2 result. Get the fuck out of here. And there's only going to be one Arsenal player, but even at the most, that will be playing who was playing last time.
Most likely.
No, I mean, that's it. Because there's the only players even in the squad who could play that are fit. There would be more if more people were fit, but they're not. So it could only be either Ramsey or Walcott players.
Walcott played the full 120 over.
Yeah, and so he's probably not going to start. So we're probably going to see Ramsey. He'll be the only person from that starting 11 that played. So
well, I mean, Van they won't be too. Be there, though.
Oh, there's a point.
I had to bring it up.
Did he start for us that match?
Yes, he did.
He scored two goals.
He scored one of them.
He scored one of them.
He should have scored well. Another one.
Yeah, he should have.
And then I remember.
So onto Van Judas. He was the next point.
Should have had like 40 goals.
So on to the next point. So do you think that we have given you the league by giving you the league's best player?
Yeah. I'd say that the acquisition of Raven Van Persie made, because look, if you look at Man United this year, we're not gonna defend. You know, we're gonna outscore teams. If we win the league, it's because we're just outgunning everyone. You know.
So how do you feel people call Man United a one-man team now?
We're not a one-man team by any stretch.
How many winning goals has he scored for you?
I haven't been paying attention. One or two, no more than three.
No more. One or two, no more than three.
Eight matches in.
Okay.
That's fun.
It's just funny because like by comparison, because of these exact same stats, they were calling Arsenal a one-man team last season because Van Persie scored the winner in a third of the games. So it's a little funny. I think United's a very strong team, and he obviously helps them. It pisses me off because I feel that if Van Persie had not left, that Arsenal would be much more in contention for more prizes this season because. In terms of their squad depth, plus the top striker in the league, they had something. And now we just gave that edge to our direct rival who conscientiously decided to leave because their direct rival has a better chance of winning shit.
Yeah, I mean, straight up. He's, what, 29 now, right?
Yeah. He's got silver hairs like a 49-year-old.
He's been for a while. I think he just had that thought and was like, realistically, he probably talked to his wife or talked to someone who he cares about.
Not his wife. She's not happy.
Yeah? She wanted to win.
No, we know this. We know these things. We're Arsenal fans. We obsess about this shit.
Well, he probably just said realistically, if I don't win it this year, my chances of winning it are only decreasing. My physical ability is only going to decrease. He is injury prone.
Yeah. Sure, well, like, not anymore, unfortunately.
Didn't hurt either.
Oh.
No, and it actually just came out today. Arsene said in his press conference that he actually took less money to go to you guys than he did to City.
Yeah, I believe that.
Well, I believe it too.
United. Don't necessarily have to pay the highest wage because it's
But I mean, they're still paying $250K.
Yeah,
let's not forget.
I bet you the rights he can get through United and for the exposure through all the commercial deals is higher than what he can get at City.
Yeah, I suppose so. But I'm saying his base
equal
on wage.
In the end. I bet you it's about equal.
It probably is. But so anyways, I think that major acquisition obviously make a big difference. And which once that happened, I think. The majority of us really decided turned that way. They're like, all right, all of a sudden United went from a team that one we compete against and that one could might not be
I
good
thought we
to
would
beat.
Have finished before that. I thought we would have finished above.
Really?
Above you.
Really?
If we hadn't sold them.
Well, look, if you guys didn't sign another striker,
okay,
right, yeah. And we still had Van Persie, you take the added depth that in the attacking side from Arsenal and all that. And I think it would be much more of a wash.
Yeah,
much more of a wash.
I can see that with Jack coming
back.
And then now.
But the thing is that now you guys have like you did. There's no one can ask for anything more than taking. Let's see, who was the PFA Player of the Year last season? Okay, yeah, let's take him.
Let's get that guy.
And he's the leading goal scorer in the league, and then we'll do better.
Yeah,
like no one can.
With
no
the
nobody
leading goal scorer.
Nobody can argue with that math.
No,
no one can argue with that math, and therefore you guys should win the league. Anything less is a disappointment.
Yeah, any time we ever don't win the league, it's a disappointment. It's our trophy.
Must be nice to say, right? that used to be our standards.
Back in the day.
Not so much now.
Now it's more like, it'd be nice to win that big fucking trophy.
Yeah. Yeah, win that fucking cock cup.
That piece of metal. I think this season might be Sir Alex's last season, actually. Just kind of the vibe I'm getting, what I'm reading.
It's about time Red Nose puts it down.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I wouldn't say it's about time he puts it down, but I think, he's going to be 71 come New Year's Eve.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I'm not saying he's lost it. I mean, he's definitely, you can see sometimes, even with Wenger, they're old guys. Like, there's certain things that start to pass them up, but he's still got it.
Yeah.
He's still got it, but he's, like you said, he's 70-something. They broke Liverpool's record last year?
They tied it.
Well,
what I'll say is if we win it, I think.
If he breaks Liverpool's record, what the fuck else does he want? He's got his two Champions Leagues. He's got his fucking
million league titles
and FA Cups and everything.
He's built multiple teams.
That's it. He doesn't need anything else. And not to mention, to be fair, the new crop looks decent, but they don't quite look the cleverly group don't quite look like the Giggs and Scholes and whatever of yesteryear.
Yeah, they're gonna have to buy more.
They're gonna have to buy a few more.
Probably want, unless he's gonna stay long, unless he's gonna stay three more years. You're probably gonna want whoever's gonna be in there to build that next team. Unless he's gonna stay longer.
I think what he wants to do is set up the team so that when he steps away, it can sit. It'll be stable, secure, and strong for the next 2 or 3 years after he's gone. Because I think Cleverley's got room to grow. I think Anderson. Did you see him play?
He's growing. We're both. I think I'm growing at the same rate.
Anderson and I know how to
grow the right way.
He's another one who divides opinion. For me, I think when he's fit and when he's firing on all cylinders like he is currently.
His waistline looks like mine, though. Man.
No, he's fit now. I think
I watched that match yesterday. Don't fucking tell me. He doesn't have a 32-inch waist.
No.
Not even.
No, he's a stocky guy, though. He's always.
Well, still, stocky guy or not. Julio Baptiste is a stocky
guy. He's gonna blow that calf muscle out stocky build.
Yeah. He's not svelte.
No.
Say that.
Now, Cleverley's a decent player. He's got a long way to go, but he's really young.
Yeah, he's 23, so
just curious, coming from a Man United fan. Who do you rate higher, Cleverley or Wilshere?
That's a tough question. They're different kinds of players. They're both midfielders, obviously, but
a lot of people like to compare them.
Yeah.
I'm just curious. Just
out of curiosity. I really like Jack Wilshere, but Tom Cleverley, me and him are born on the same day, so I've got to put it out for him.
You got your soft spot for him?
I've got my soft spot for him. I don't know. It's tough. It is tough. I think Cleverley has a lot more room to grow. I think his ceiling, he hasn't quite gotten to a ceiling yet. I haven't seen, obviously, none of us have seen
Jack.
No, but I'm saying it's been a while, first and foremost, since I've seen him play up until last weekend. Yeah. But even then, I'm trying to remember back what he used to do. I don't know where he could improve. He's really good.
All players have scoring. Yeah. No, that's one target that he's looked to do, because he's also one of those guys that, like, I've noticed Fabregas has added more goals to his game a little bit more now.
Yeah.
Similarly, in that sense, Jack Wilshere scored a shit ton of goals as a youth player.
Did he?
When he was still back with the youth team, whatever, we used to still get a... Having an Arsenal TV membership used to get you all the reserve games live, which was beautiful.
Yeah,
so we used to watch him, and he used to score a lot of goals, and that's his big thing. Same thing, Fabregas scored a shit ton of goals as a youth kid. Yeah. Okay. But, it's one of those things that, usually it's one of the last things that as a final product, polished product, comes to you. But so he says he wants to see himself doing a little better in the final third and producing and scoring goals. So I hope to see more of that from him, And the thing is, the kid was always meant to be at number 10. That's what I was surprised with, but it was part of his footballing education to play deeper in the midfield.
Okay.
But he fucking did quite well.
You'll see him this weekend.
Yeah, you'll see him this weekend. He's gonna start.
Yeah, he starts.
There's no doubt.
All right, so do you want to throw out some lineup predictions? What do you reckon?
Well, our back four is not ready. It's Sanya.
Our lineup predictions is
is Sanya, Pear.
Yeah, Sanya, Mertesacker, Vermaelen, Santos, probably.
Yeah,
it'll probably be Santos.
Jack, Arteta.
Is Gibbs injured again?
Yes.
Gibbs isn't quite back yet.
A week away.
Yeah, okay. He'll probably be back next week.
It's
going to be Manone, unfortunately, because Chesney just started training again, but he's not back yet.
Not back yet, which is
a killer for us. So those two are the killer. That Gibbs isn't playing,
and
that Chesney's not playing. Because, aside from those two, we're approaching our first choice 11 finally.
Yeah, for the first time in a while.
Because Wilshire's back, so that means the midfield's going to be Arteta, Wilshire, and Cazorla. And then our up front is going to be Podolski, probably Giroud, and which should be, if it's our first choice, to be Walcott on the right, but it'll probably be Ramsey.
I think it's a mistake. Yeah, it will be Ramsey.
It's going to be Ramsey or Oxlade-Chamberlain.
Chamberlain's still injured.
Yeah.
Right, I know that.
Is he back? He's not back.
I don't think he's back yet. No. After Walcott played 120 in the midweek, I don't think he'll start.
But you know what? He's actually, to be perfectly honest, he is very, very effective as a super sub, as we all know.
I know. So, just I hate to bring him on to 70 minute looking for impact when maybe he could play the first 45 and we'd maybe have a goal or two.
He's Walcott's his boy, so Joseph gets a little soft when we start talking about
I just mean, you know, I know he's a super sub, but, you know, I mean, what are we going to
hope for
0-0 at 70 minutes and steal one?
No. I mean, not necessarily. You hope to do the best you can.
Him versus Ramsey on the right is just
it's a problem. But, you know, like, Ramsey is equally frustrating and promising at the same time, you know? Like, it's terrible.
Where do you see his best position as, though?
It's a box-to-box midfielder.
Yeah. Box-to-box?
I think he's box-to-box. I always saw him kind of like a Steven Gerrard, actually. Kind of like a driving through. He's a thrust and drive kind of midfielder.
Okay.
I see him sitting behind. Like, if it were to get to it, ideally, at some point, I could see, if Wilshire is going to play the number 10 position of, like, the attacking center mid at some point, I could see Ramsey in behind him with a defensive center midfielder behind him.
Okay.
In that sense.
Okay. Maybe Frimpong? Frimmers?
No.
Coquelin before him.
Yeah. Coquelin's nice. I like Coquelin. No,
He's a young player too.
Yeah, Coquelin's still got time to learn, but I mean he's got the foundation there.
Yeah.
He's a great fucking tackler.
Yeah.
I love to watch.
Yeah. He played in the A2 game, I remember that. I remember just looking at the list and saying.
And he had a decent match too.
He's probably your man of the match.
Yeah.
I want to say that was his debut?
It might have been.
No.
It could have been.
No.
I know a couple kids got debuts that the Ox got his debut that day.
Unfortunately, it wasn't his first, but it was like, Jenkinson thrown in.
Yeah.
We had Coquelin thrown in.
Yeah, I think I remember
it was an ugly side.
Something
it was terrible.
I remember
it was an ugly side. We just
it was before we signed Per Arteta and Santos.
Yeah,
on the same day.
Nasri just left that.
Yeah.
No, wait, Nasri played in that game, didn't he? Wasn't his last game?
No, Nasri played Liverpool.
All right. So,
what are you going to start?
What do I think? I'll say De Gea starts.
Yeah.
Rafael will play. You know what? I think Rafael will play. I think he shouldn't have played in the midweek. He played 120, but he did. But he'll start again because he's only right back right now.
Yeah. You know, who else would you have?
Smalling if he was fit. Jones. Okay.
You're not gonna throw him in there after being off this amount of time.
No, not into this game.
So who starts? Rio.
Rio and Evans will start. Yeah, and Everett at the left.
Yeah.
In that midfield, it's impossible to predict.
I can't stand Everett. Is he still captain?
He's vice captain. So when Vidic is out, he is captain.
So he's still captain.
Yeah,
right now, right?
Yeah, he'll captain us against you.
Yeah.
Cleverly in the midfield or no?
I'm going to say in the midfield. I don't know if he's going to want to go with this diamond thing, this 4-4-2.
Kagawa's out, right?
Kagawa's out.
So
I say Cleverly, Scholes.
Carrick plays.
Carrick definitely plays this weekend. I think Carrick and Scholes will actually play
start. I think you're right.
Yeah. Nani was not playing. Valencia will play. Valencia will play off the right.
Yeah.
Oh, stop.
We know how this is going to overload on the right.
Yeah. I think actually what I would like would be Carrick, Scholes, Cleverly in the midfield three with Valencia wide right and then Van Persie and Rooney up top doing their own thing.
Nothing wide left?
No. Play inside. A lopsided formation. Mm. I mean, Cleverly would stick wide.
Yeah, just stay right. Santos is on the right? Where's their weak side? Okay, we'll play right.
Yeah.
Sanya's on the other side? No, fuck that.
We're not going there.
We're staying over here.
We'll give him that. We'll take the ball, and we'll go down that guy.
Yeah, I could see that. But you only named two midfielders, right? You said
Cleverly, Scholes, and Carrick.
Oh, yeah. Cleverly, Scholes, and Carrick.
That's what I would like. I don't think it'll happen.
No, maybe.
It'd be tough. I mean, I think lately.
Otherwise, two of those three, and they put Ashley Young out left. I mean, what are the other options?
Yeah, I could. You could put Young left. He's back fit now. Nani's out after his.
Or do you ever include Rooney as one of the midfield three? I mean, because I don't know about you. I don't know what the official formation was, but I've seen recently look like he was like the attacking center mid, with playing alongside Kagawa and fucking Van Persie, or Van Persie and Chicharito.
Well, if you pull him back to the midfield, then you throw Young out to the left or something.
Yeah, then you'd have to.
I don't know.
It's tough.
Try to whip balls in front of Manoli for the Van Persie to flick in.
I'm still not sure if we've adapted to Van Persie's style of play. His all around game is actually quite impressive, you know.
We've seen it.
Well, this is the thing.
You don't say.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I watch Arsenal games, you know, last year and everything, but you don't really pay attention to the specifics. At least I don't. I kind of just like, they're on.
Yeah,
TV.
His movement's quite good.
His movement's good. His link play is fantastic, and I think him and Rooney buzz together. But I don't think too many of the other United players have clicked with Van Persie just yet.
It's not that hard to like click with world class talent.
Yeah, exactly.
They make it easier in that sense. Yeah, so. Yeah. I mean, you know, like it's no surprise to us that he's doing well. I mean, as much as we wish he fucking tripped over his own legs and broke a femur and never scored a goal again.
Like Sturridge yesterday, do you see that?
That was nice. He tripped over the ball.
Great ball in by Moses. God,
what I'd pay to see Van Persie do that tomorrow. Like, open goal, just like trip over the ball.
Oops. Hit a Torres and Joseph.
Yeah, but no. I mean, like, it's no surprise to us. He's got all the skill. He's got all the talent, so... It's there. Our only wish is that he doesn't get any fucking clear open goal scoring chances.
Because he will finish.
Yeah.
All right. If he scores, do you think he celebrates or no? Tough one.
He'll celebrate with the teammates, but he won't. I don't think he's going to run to the corner flag or anything.
Yeah, he's not going to go all the way to the other end of the pitch.
Out of Bayor and fucking celebrate in front of the away.
He's not going. I don't think he's going to pump his fist, but I mean, he'll celebrate with his teammates. Yeah, I think just
the hugs and the daps, and then he goes back. Yeah, I can't see him celebrating. I use a classy guy.
He's gonna hate coming back to the Emirates.
Yeah, Christ.
Well, I mean, it's just one of those things, man. It's just like, there's no way. Here's the thing. I didn't want to hate him.
Yeah, we all wanted him to go somewhere else.
Juve.
Yeah.
I fucking support Juve. Hey, go there. I won't cry. You know, fucking, you didn't go to United.
No.
Go to Juve. Yeah, I can root for you on there. Fuck AC Milan. You know? But no. And like... Even that, I don't even want to hate him. I don't want to hate him, but yet I can't.
You're obligated.
I can't do anything but do so. It's just
civic duty.
Yeah,
people were discussing about how
this is your best friend fucking your sister.
People don't think that.
I've been through that, by the way. It's no good.
Yeah, really. I can't. Yeah.
No.
Throats would have to be slit.
Yeah, it should have been.
Yeah,
should have been my sister's for doing that even, but still.
I haven't had that issue.
Yeah,
so.
Don't. Yeah, it's not good. I've lived through it. Some shit.
Yeah, people were talking about him not even realizing how much
stick he's going to be in for.
Yeah. About how much, how hurt the fans really are.
Our only hope could be that he gets his butt hurt as Nasri did. Nasri bottles up every time.
Every time he comes. Every time.
Freezes.
I hope long may it continue.
Yeah.
Didn't he get the winning goal against you though last year?
No. Dude, he doesn't like it. You can tell.
No, because
he was visibly affected by the negative.
By the booze.
Like,
yeah,
he's
I think.
He's a soft one.
Frimpong put a tackle on him, and he was done. He was take me off.
I'm out.
Frimpong
wasn't
got
that?
Good.
That might have even been that.
That was that first match
at the city.
That first time we played him.
I remember that.
Yeah,
it was.
All right. Well, are you ready to give us a prediction for the match? I mean, we've talked about it enough. I mean, I'm sure you can predict the United win, as you should.
Yeah, I will.
Home against Arsenal.
Yeah.
But let's hear it. And goal scorers.
Okay, I will say. I'll say 3-1. All right. I say Rooney hat trick actually.
Rooney hat trick.
He's due a few goals.
Two assists from Van Persie.
Yeah, and one from Valence.
Oh, and of course, at Valencia. Valencia skinning Santos and cutting back to
someone let Santos know that Valencia has no left foot, and anytime he comes inside, it's to him to set up to go outside, please.
Yeah. That's fine.
Pretty please.
That's fine. He'll go outside.
I know.
And he'll whip across.
All right, and
if you let him, if you force him left.
3-1.
Johnny Evans' own goal. I give you no credit. I give you no juice.
That's Jewish with the juice.
It'll be a Johnny Evans own goal off some great build-up play and like maybe like a Santi Cazorla shot or something like that.
Okay.
All right. You want mine?
I'd like that. Please, go ahead.
The ever optimistic Joseph.
Yeah, I don't expect to get a win. And realistically, I see a 2-0 loss away. So I don't see us finishing with 11 either, so... Not I don't know if that's going to have an impact, but I don't think we're going to...
Who's that refereeing? It's Mike Riley? No, it's...
I heard it was Howard.
It's Mike Dean, isn't it?
Is Mike Dean?
Oh,
is it Dean? I think it's Dean.
I don't mind Mike Dean.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, you don't mind. Of course you don't. You fucking love that guy.
You guys, you don't mind Mark Leinberg or Howard Blair either, right?
Hey, look. Those guys are great.
Stand-up guys.
Those are fantastic. We're the best referees in Europe.
So 2-0 United, is that what you said?
Yeah, I do.
All right, scored by... You don't want to say it, do you? No. You don't want to say it.
Evra and...
Evra and Judas?
And one of the Silva twins, whoever's playing on the right.
That would be Rafa.
Evra
yeah.
and Rafa? Interesting. You lie to your teeth. You don't believe that. I know what you believe. I didn't want to say that shit.
All right, and your prediction?
1-1.
1-1.
You are the optimist.
Ambitious.
I'm just going to pray. I'm gonna say Poldy gets one in this match.
Lucas
to tie it up after a Van Judas opener.
Okay.
So
he's gonna do a swan dive right in front of Arson.
Oh man!
Or is he gonna run behind him and look for the knife?
I hope someone cunt punts him if he does that.
Good God!
The only person we have that would do that is Frimpong. He's the only person I think that would.
Are we gonna take him at least to be on the bench just because?
Frimpong?
Yeah.
Put him on the bench? Why not? He's back fit again too, right?
Yeah, he was horrible midweek. He knew it though. I mean, he said, I think it was an interview with him
right
2 days before. He knew
it. Played
in the 7-5
game? Yeah. He played the first half.
More than yanked at halftime?
About 60 minutes.
About 60 minutes.
I watched the first half and then
I think Eisfeld came in.
Yeah.
Thomas Eisfeld? He's not bad. Because I watched the first half and I kind of like, you know, drifted away during halftime.
Second half was good.
I tuned in the 70th, so I caught all the goals. I think I missed one of them, yeah. That was fun. That was a match, man.
You know, for us.
Just out of curiosity, how do you feel about Giroud, Olivier, not Johan?
Oh, you know what? I think it'll come good. His movement's all good. And you know how much that matters, you know? Like, he gets in the right place at the right time.
Mm-hmm.
And it's one of those things, like as much shit as we like to talk and make fun of Suarez always gets in the right positions all the time.
Nice.
And it's like, dude, it is what it is.
Yeah.
And, like, Giroud knows, like, he's not ever going to be Thierry Henry. He's never going to be Robin Van Persie.
No.
But he is himself, and he knows how to get in the right spot at the right time. So he's got like that striker instinct, and he's a pretty good finisher.
Yeah, he's not going to put in 20, but
he's got a.
He could maybe do 10 league goals.
15.
15.
I mean, the first year.
Well, I'm saying 15 goals total. I'm not saying league goals. Yeah, 10 league goals. Why not? And why not? Because he can.
He's got what, 4 already? 3. He's got a couple. I know he scored
once. One league, right?
One league and two Capital One Cup leagues. Yeah. So he's got 3 goals so far.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Almost there.
No, but I mean, the thing is, like he puts himself... It's a difference that the reason why people don't freak out is because he puts himself in the right spot.
Yeah.
You know?
You're doing the right things.
As compared to what we've talked about, like, we've watched Shamak play, and, like, even though he did get a goal or two on Tuesday, the thing is, like, you don't see him... as a danger.
No.
Like, you see him doing shit, and you're like, that's not dangerous.
He's running around.
He's running around like a fucking, like, you chopped the head off a chicken. Yeah. Like, is it? All right, runs around. Spits around.
Holds up the ball very well.
Oh, great. Wonderful.
Yeah. Well, good, no one comes and right on the numbs in coming behind him to receive the ball.
Exactly. I mean, we don't play the right kind of offense to just serve. I mean, if you had Valencia serving him across into the end of the 6-yard line every fucking match, and that was his thing, then it might be a different, but. Yeah.
How it works.
Yeah.
That's not how we roll. So
he's good.
Yeah.
Anyways. So I'm gonna go with the 1-1. That's me being the eternal optimist.
Okay.
I don't know that it'll really what's gonna happen, but
it's gonna be an interesting, a fun match.
It'll be a good match.
4:45 a.m. for us.
Yeah. It actually might be 5:45 because our time has not changed yet. So it might be a little lucky.
This is true.
This week.
Hey, we get to
sleep in. Fuck that.
Oh, to be a California Premier League fan.
Right. Like, that's why it's the morning pint, because, you know, It's early.
Yeah.
It's early in this motherfucker. It's not. It takes some dedication to watch these matches early. Well, anyways, thank you, DK, for coming by.
Oh, my pleasure.
This has been DK. You can follow him on Twitter at Earth Sports News. There's also Joseph at I Hate Your Club. And, you know, you can follow everything here at The Morning Pint. So, thank you for joining me.
Yeah.
It's been fun. We'll see how United and Arsenal do this weekend. And we'll go from there. Right. Thank you, Joseph.
Yeah,
let's
zip it up.
zip it up and zip it out. Thank you, Dave. All right.